On today's podcast, I have a special guest, Michelle Lee Murder. Michelle is an award-winning certified bank coach and licensed trainer, keynote speaker, and networking ninja. Michelle has over 28 years experience in corporate sales and many years in network marketing and direct sales. Implementing bank, she took her startup company from zero to over $2 million in less than 3 years, and bank saved her relationship with her son. Today, we focus on communication. Have a listen. There's a voice deep inside every dad, calling him to lead. Society, vices, inner demons, negative thoughts try to dampen and drown out that voice, but it never goes away. Your wife feels it, your children feel it, and your heart and soul feel it too. It's the voice that starts off as a whisper, but then becomes a calling to be the tip of the spear for your family, a calling to play all out and lead by example for your children. A calling to build a legacy that will go on for generations. A calling to be the warrior dad you were born to be. Dads, our children need us now more than ever. To be that beacon of hope, courage, positivity, and strength. It's time to rise as warrior dads together as a brotherhood. If you felt that twinge in your soul, it's time for the warrior dad experience. Welcome to the show. I am extremely excited to have special guest Michelle Lee Murder on the show. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, pumped to have you. I'm excited for this discussion on communication because I think it's so, so important as dads listening to the show, not only with our spouses, but also with our kids, and each kids have different communication styles. So before we dive into that, give us a little bit short background, so people kind of know where you're coming from, your experience, and then we'll get into communication.
So I'm Michelle Lee. I have two kids, 23 and 21, both boys. Came from a lot of different traumas in our life. Their father actually committed suicide. So I love what you do, and we all need more people doing what you do. I have a background in corporate world, lost everything, had to rebuild my life a couple of different times. And I found the key to unlock humanity and bring people together so they can start loving more and judging less.
I love it. Love it. So obviously you've got experience raising two boys. Communication. That's a big word to try and unpack. So can you unpack that as how you see it and then how it applies to dads on the day-to-day basis?
So we're all wired differently. Mm-hmm. How we communicate, the words we use, the tone, how we show up, our animation or lack of animation, right? Everything has a specific wiring to us and what's important to us. And communication, people look at things and perceive them differently based on their wiring system. Once you unlock their wiring system and their core values and what's important to them, and you learn how to speak to them the way they were meant to be spoken to instead of how we just assume they are or how we show up, mm-hmm. That's when the magic happens.
Okay. So, I mean, one thing you said there is perceived differently. And I think many times, and I know I've done this in my past, I will communicate how I like to be communicated. Is that kind of the default for people to communicate, is how they like to be communicated to? That's how they communicate out?
Correct. And we perceive things differently based on our wiring system. That's why, how many times have you had a conversation with somebody, got into an argument, and at the end of the day, you were like, that's what I was saying. Yeah. It's because it was two different communication styles, core values, and they weren't on the same page.
Okay. So what communication styles are there? What kind of attributes, traits do the communication styles have? Because I'm number one, I think as a dad, especially if you have multiple kids, you understand that, hey, one kid might have a different communication style versus the other. I have that in my household where I can push my oldest pretty darn hard. If I go hard at the youngest, he'll kind of shut me down. So, you know, describe the styles and what they look like.
So I found, I met a woman named Sherry Tree, and she reverse engineered personality science. So it was originally built for sales. And what happened was, is people were coming back saying how it saved their relationships. So it's called Bank.
Okay.
And so the four different styles we're going to talk about is, the first one is Blueprint. Think of a blueprint inside the box. They're colder to approach. Mm-hmm. They need things like structure, stability, systems, planning, processes, rules. They don't like surprises. My oldest son, that's his core values right there. First code, blueprint. Then we have the actions, right? They blew up the box, little firecrackers in your hands. They're the movers, the shakers, the millionaire makers. They're the ones that have like ADHD, ADD. They go fast. They think fast. They act fast. They get bored super easily. Mm-hmm. They don't think about consequences. They break all the rules. They want fun and freedom and flexibility and spontaneity, right? They go 100 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Then you have the nurturing, the little heart. Think of rainbows and sunshine. They value relationships and teamwork and authenticity. They value relationships. They love on people. They're the huggers, right? And they recycled the box. And then the last code is K for knowledge. They're like, without me, you wouldn't even have a box. I engineered it. And they too can come across colder. They need things like research, data, science, logic. It has to make sense. They will ask a ton of questions. The key is that every single human, pets included, all have all four codes inside them.
Okay.
And these are values. So if you look, it's values. Whoops, upside down. So each one of them has values on them. And this is someone's core values, which drives their decision-making, how they show up. It's literally opening their heart up so that you have their wiring system. The reason this is so important is because when you look at relationships and you look at parenting, you could have what, like my youngest loved me. He was wired just like me.
Okay.
But for 18 years, I parented wrong to my oldest. Mm-hmm. I showed up thinking that I was the fun mom. I was the exciting mom. Everything was fun, right? We did things spontaneously. Nothing was ever planned. His wiring was reverse of mine from start to finish.
Okay. Okay.
So when we would go to the toy store, I would completely stress him out because I was the one riding around on a little bike, shooting hoops, playing with all the toys. And he was angry, upset, stressed out. His core values were structure, systems, predictability. He couldn't predict anything. Blueprints hate risk. He was afraid all the time because he never knew what to expect from me. And me breaking the rules in the toy store was complete chaos to him. Second code was is knowledge for him. So these are two head codes. And these are two heart codes, emotional codes. So when you talk, I listened to your podcast the other day about giving your kids a hug. Mm-hmm. Some kids don't like to be touched. That was my oldest. So when I would hug him, he would literally freak out. And of course me, I would turn around and be like, what did I do wrong? Right. Why don't you love me? Why am I such a bad parent? It had nothing to do with me. It's not personal. It's personality.
I mean, that's a great one right there. It's not personal. It's personality. I mean, what a great line. I love that. You better copyright that one, right? It's not personal. It's personality. Because I think, especially as parents and as dads, right? Moms as well.
Yeah.
We feel that. We feel that this, and all of a sudden we feel like it's something we did.
Right. Where
it's just, no, we're not communicating on the code that they enjoy and is top priority on their list. I mean, you as you were going through those, you know, blueprint, structure, systems, routines like that, planning, I mean, that is my youngest and that is my wife, like right there. That's probably top of the line where, you know, I think we talked beforehand. I think mine was nurturing at the top, right? So, all right, I got to be very aware of that because it might be very different when I'm communicating in that style where they need. And I will tell you, we've had much better success because my youngest, he needs to, hey, what's the plan tomorrow? My wife, what's the plan tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. And then when you start to look at what the second position, what the second code is, mm-hmm. it'll play a huge role of that person. You're going to see them show up. You'll even hear them. You'll hear the different codes as they speak, right? So someone who's nurturing blueprint or blueprint nurturing is going to show up way different than somebody who's blueprint knowledge. Mm-hmm. So with my son, my oldest, I have to give him a plan. I have to schedule, if I want to spend time with him, I have to give him enough notice so that he can plan for it.
Okay.
And I also have to have my facts in order for his knowledge, right? I have to be able to slow my words down because I come across super fast. Like I just spit things out, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that knowledge piece of him, it shuts his brain down. He can't process it quick enough. So I literally have to stop and give him time to process through what I'm saying before I move on to the next step. So it's all of those different things together. And if I don't, and I show up in my own communication style, right. I run him over. So for 18 years, this poor kid felt like no one saw him, no one heard him, no one understood him, and that he didn't belong or fit in. When I was trying to be the best mom and dad that I could be, mm-hmm. and I was blowing it every single day.
What's been the change since you changed the approach? How has been the relationship, communication, right? Mm-hmm. The bond, how has that changed?
So we have the best relationship ever. Like he calls me, he's in school at Widener University.
Okay.
He calls me almost every day. This is a child who wouldn't call me if his life depended on it. He would send a text if he had to. Now we like hang out. He absolutely loves this because what happened was when I found out about this and I went through the training, he came home and we were on the verge of never speaking again. Okay. And when he came home, I said, I'm so sorry. I have done it wrong for 18 years. Mm. And I laid out our cards. And from start to finish, you could see, like plain as day, where we were coming from. And I was just missing it. And all it took was literally us sorting some cards to see what was important to the other person.
Yeah, no, it's powerful. And to take that perspective of what's important to the other person, so you have a common ground and you both know, hey, this is how I communicate, or this is my top card, top two cards versus the other person. And so many times, and I'm just using myself as an example, I know the different styles of each of my sons, but I probably haven't communicated, hey, this is how I love to communicate, or here's the top two in my particular circumstances.
And even understanding the last two, right? Because mm-hmm. all four of those positions matter. That third position typically represents someone under stress.
Okay.
And the fourth position is typically what they stay away from.
Gotcha.
So when you look at that, if you think, if I went to another country, would I learn the language of the people or would I expect them all to adapt to me? Mm. It's the same thing. In those relationships, the gifts you give, how you show up, how you're communicating, and even how you're interpreting what the other person's saying.
No, it's pretty wild. So if I'm a dad and I'm hearing this and, you know, I'm like, well, where can I start to kind of bridge that gap from a communication standpoint? What are a couple things? I think I know the answer personally, but I'd love for you to share it. Like, what are a couple of things that the dad can do to start to bridge that gap and make that change as you did with your two sons?
So I'm giving everybody a free report today where they can actually crack their code.
Okay.
And there's even kids cards. So on that link, they can actually scroll down and get, there's an option for them to pick kids cards where we can crack codes as young as 3 and 4 years old.
Okay.
The first thing is to take a look, even just the brief description I gave of each of them. If they just sit back and take a look and think about how are the other people showing up in their life? How are their kids? What, how are they, where's the miscommunication, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because sometimes there's that one child that you're like so close to because they're wired just like you. And it's so easy. And you're like, well, wait, what's the problem here? Because I don't have that relationship with the other child like I do this one. Mm-hmm. Or you'll hear sometimes people say, you know, I don't know how this is my kid. So start to think about that. And before you go into those conversations, I like to tell people to pause with a purpose. Mm-hmm. And truly listen to how they're communicating, because you're going to start to hear it. Just like you mentioned with your wife, when she says, I need a plan. My husband is complete opposite of me, mm-hmm. but his blueprint is very high. And he'll say that, like, I need a plan. What's the next step? Do you have your list?
Right.
All of those things will start to pop out. Mm-hmm. And so really pay attention to, hey, how are they showing up? Just because people are different doesn't mean it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And so if we can all just start to love more and try to step inside the person you're talking to, your child, your spouse, your friends, mm-hmm. and see the world from their perspective, things will start to shift.
Yeah, no, I love that. Pause with a purpose, I think, and especially dads listening. I mean, a lot of dads are fixers. I'm a fixer. And part of the challenge early on in my marriage was my wife wouldn't even be done saying what she's saying, and I'd already have a plan to fix it, right? So pause with a purpose. Dad's listening. Like, that is gold. I've done that. Now I typically will ask her, do you want me to listen or do you want me to provide a solution before she even starts her, you know, this conversation? Because if she says, just listen, the pressure's off. Then I just listen intently. So I love that pause with a purpose and really listening intently to what you're hearing, and yeah. tone is a huge piece of it. Right. And
absolutely,
one of the things that I feel like so many times nowadays in the tech world that we live in, right. What do you get a lot? You get text messages or you get emails. There's zero tone in text messages and emails. And 95% of the time people take tone in a negative manner. So if it's important, I mean, I'm sure you'll back me up on this. Like, have a conversation where you can hear tone. Like, that bridges the gap from a communication standpoint as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's the magic, that we can choose to have those conversations. How many times do you get a message, you look at it and you're like, I can't believe they said that to me. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You show it to somebody else. Like, what are they saying? What, I don't even understand. So start to have those conversations and start to, even when you're stressed out, the first step is self-awareness, right? Mm-hmm. How am I showing up? Now, how's the world showing up around me? So think about when your kids get into stress or your spouse gets into stress, and the difference, they'll shift to a different place. Mm-hmm. When I show up in stress, everybody in the world is stupid. Like, I show up in the bad side of K, in the bad side of knowledge. I'll ask a lot of questions, but I'm not looking for input. I'm just processing my thoughts out loud. So when you start to see someone shift like that, like with my son, he goes into nurturing. So he just turns into a ball of mess, which is so uncharacteristic of him because he lives in the head space. So when you start to pay attention to those things, you're going to start to see the different codes come to life.
Interesting. And I would say for dads, the first step is knowing where you're at, mm-hmm. right? If we don't know where we're at and what our strengths are or what our codes are, it's going to be an uphill battle. So that's the first step, is having an awareness. of yourself. And I always talk about, hey, the best place to, you got to start fixing or knowing about yourself truly first before you improve any relationship, whether it's a spouse or with your kids or leading them in a different way. So that's going to be interesting. The other piece you had mentioned is, you know, the levels, you know, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, you said 3 is stress, 4 is, you know, you stay away from. What, 1 and 1 is like the prime one, 2 is what? Secondary? Do you yeah. code that differently?
Yeah. So, and we do further assessments in the training where you'll actually rate them out of 25 points. Like my action and nurturing are 1 point apart. So I teeter between the two of them. Right. And in different situations, it'll pull out one or the other or both, mm-hmm. but you can hear me go between the two of them very easily. And then like that third position is typically when you show up under stress, like blueprint is what I stay away from. If I get super stressed out, you'll see me teeter between the two, the knowledge and the blueprint. Like my kids, they would walk in the house and I'd be organizing, cleaning, scrubbing walls, putting books in like order of size. Right. Yeah. And they were like, oh, we better stay away. Now something was wrong.
Now you got me thinking, because my wife does that when she's stressed, right? She'll clean or organize things. So it's interesting. I definitely want to unpack it. What else do you have from a, you know, self-discovery for a kid who, you know, your sons obviously probably went through it and you figured out where they were at. Was that a pretty interesting exercise for them to go through and kind of learn more and have an awareness of where they're falling out?
Absolutely. Because all of a sudden things started to click. So my oldest goes, well, this makes total sense. That's his K, right? Mm-hmm. When people get in my car, they don't like to drive with me because I drive too slow. Mm. Blueprint follows the rules and they hate risk. So he drives so incredibly slow and careful that, and so when he did that, he was like, oh my gosh, like this makes so much sense. And now I understand why. And now he was able to understand also his friends, his family. Like he was like, oh my God, I now know why my grandmother talks the way that she talks. It all starts to make sense where now you're looking at the world through a different lens instead of why aren't people like me, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't they get me? To, everybody's special.
Yeah. Or I would say kids could, and I think adults do this as well. What's wrong with me? Right. Like absolutely. If they don't want to drive with me, what's wrong with me? Right. That's kind of the default response that most of us have. Well, because we think we're the one and the only, right. Many times. And that's just so far from the truth.
Exactly. When I first cracked my code, I was like, oh my God, I'm not broken.
Yep.
Because I couldn't understand why I did the things I did. And so when you start to look at that, I mean, everything starts to make sense in the world and we're all perfectly made. We all have our strengths. We all have things that we don't like to do. We can tap into them anytime. Mm-hmm. It's just like going to the gym. It's strengthening those muscles to optimize your whole entire being.
Yeah. And as you were talking about it from the kid's perspective, the other piece I just thought about is then, you know, interpersonal relationship that the kids have as they're growing up, they're going to understand their friends and probably be more equipped to have a deeper relationship versus, you know, I just was driving home this morning and I saw kids at the bus stop and what are they? They got their phone and they're in their phone. Well, this is a way to help them improve their communication skills, even if they're heavily slanted into tech. Hey, this is a great awareness to have about themselves, but also when they're communicating, maybe on a sports team or something, understanding where somebody's coming from, that's going to be an advantage.
Absolutely. And even look at in schools with the teachers, the school system, that's why we're bringing this into education, because the school systems are broken. And there's kids being left behind because it's not communicating to all 4 of these codes.
Yeah. They're taught one way and that's the teacher's way.
Correct.
And you might hit 1/4 of the class, but 3/4 of it have a different strength, and then they're being missed, and they're not catching what truly they need to be taught.
Yeah. One of my friends, she's teaching and she's very high blueprint. So very structured, very follow the rules. Well, the class is high action. Mm. So she's trying to force these kids into a box, and she's having all types of conflict. Mm. Instead of embracing them where they are, making it fun and exciting, It would be a completely different experience. But now these kids feel like they're being put inside a box, and they can't function there.
Yeah. And I would say, dads that are coaches, here's a great opportunity to understand players and what's going on from that perspective. You're going to be able to relate a lot better, and you're going to be able to pick them out and figure out what works and what doesn't. I love it, Michelle. I appreciate all the insight. Where can people find you? I know I'll link up everything in the show notes related to going out and getting the free test related to what your character strengths are.
They can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I'm everywhere.
All right. Awesome, Michelle. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate being here.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Dare to be uncommon. Lovely legacy. Create a legendary day. And I'll talk to you soon.
Dad, the voice you hear, the whisper you just can't shake, the one calling you to unleash the warrior dad from within. It will never go away. It will always be there. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. It's waiting for you to get into the fight. It's waiting for you to chase your potential. It's waiting for you to lead. Lead yourself, your children, and your family. Your children are waiting, watching, and hoping. Hoping you act. Hoping you show them the way. Your legacy is on the line. The time is now. The time to rise as the warrior dad you were born to be. Dare to be uncommon. Lovely legacy. Create a legendary day.